Grace, I think it's your go.
Let me have a think. Hang on.
No thinking. Oh.
Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
running. Have we done that already?
We haven't done running, but it's a bit boring.
Oh, I know, you didn't give me a chance to think.
I did running on a treadmill. Oh. I think it's just a pass.
No, I don't even want to give myself a pass for that. That was terrible.
No, technically it is different. Running on a treadmill
running outside,
is different.
I mean, yeah. You could be a bit more specific.
Running a trail up a mountain.
Yeah, well, it's too late now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. You've got to be on your toes. You've got
to be ready for it.
I'm not ready for anything
today. And you also say, you can't say, wait, before we play the thing, because you're like, wait, let me think of it. No, that's the beauty of it.
You're thinking about.
You got to feel it out. You know what I mean?
And I don't know why I said running. I hate running.
Yeah, no, you're not even into that.
No.
I don't know if you guys mind, but I'm going to mention something that's on the podcast because we haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is probably a good idea, yeah.
Just because I need to make an apology because I'm going to put Gossip Grace from 8:30. It's something we do. Actually, 6:30 is Mav as well today.
Okay.
He's on fire today.
Yeah, the 6:30 one's fun because we continue the conversation. We're talking about ABBA. Won't give too much away.
Yeah.
And they were in Eurovision. But at 8:30, it's just awful gossip. I don't really say anything. It's about how I met your mother and it's how I met your father. But Grace says, who.
Yeah, that's the reason it made
and
it.
And that's why it's in
because she does her owl impression.
So when you're listening going, this is
kind of boring.
Why did this make it? Wait for the moment after it happens. Fast forward through to the end.
I was trying to say hulu. It's a hard word.
Yeah, whatever you're trying to say, that's the best bit of that.
Producer Owl. And that was my favourite part of the show. So that's why it's made it.
Yeah, I'm glad
you do your owl impression for us?
Hoo.
That's pretty much what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Oh, now the best bit of the show's been ruined. You know. Gossip Grace.
Got a bit of a sad Eurovision update this morning. Australian competitor Montaigne won't be heading to Rotterdam for this year's Eurovision Song Contest.
Rotterdam or Waterdam?
Oh.
Because she won't be going.
That is it.
What a damn.
It's incredibly sad. This is due to obviously COVID-19 and travel restrictions. Here's what she had to say.
Hey guys, I just wanted to jump in here really quickly and say that I actually am still competing at Eurovision this year. We'll just be doing it here in Australia instead of Rotterdam because, you know.
We know you can't leave the island.
There's so much going on there. It sounds like a cult. Was she talking to a
cult? No, she was talking to Dutch people in Rotterdam setting up for Eurovision. She was just letting them know that...
Do Dutch people have to talk all at the exact same time? Is that a Dutch thing?
It's actually a two-minute long video. It's got Joel Creasy, Miff Warhurst, who both host the Australian version of Eurovision, and just these random three Dutch people. They're like, we've set up the dressing room for you. And they're like, well, we're not coming. Okay. Yeah, it was a fun two-minute video if you do have some time and want to watch that later. But, yeah, she will still be competing just from Australia. She'll probably do, like, a send a video of her performing the song.
It's not the same, though.
It's definitely not the same,
which is a shame. And, obviously, she's quite disappointed because this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah.
But she's released the new song because she couldn't release the original song she got in for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bop, so I reckon she's in with a pretty good chance.
How does it work with the voting? People vote for the winner of Eurovision. It's not judges, is it?
It's actually very complex, and I won't go into the whole thing
now.
There's judging panels for each country. And everyone votes as well.
Right. Yeah. Oh, so everyone votes as well, and then it's like a...
It's actually...
You keep saying no, but then you keep asking questions.
I just didn't know.
Do you want to hear her song?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Is this it?
Yeah.
All right.
Thoughts?
I might head out, guys.
You're done?
Yeah, I might.
You don't like the song?
I don't like Eurovision. I've been on the record. We're not from Europe.
We're not Eurovision people.
Eurovision.
Yeah. Eurovision.
Yeah, but...
It's not Ausvision.
It could be.
It's not Australasian vision. It's Eurovision. Nah. We're not from Europe. I just don't get that.
It's like a whole different
I know people
different
say things, but I just don't get it. Sorry.
Well,
But, you know, this is for all the people who are fans. This
Absolutely.
Is huge news for them this
huge
morning.
News. Sad
yeah.
news.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, huge sad news.
Yeah.
For a lot of people.
For a lot of people.
Yeah.
And then there's people.
But she's still competing.
Yeah, she is. And maybe she can go to the Netherlands later.
Yeah, at a different time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun fact, ABBA won Eurovision.
Yeah,
really?
We know.
I didn't know that.
Oh, did you not know that?
No.
That's how ABBA got big, with Waterloo.
I had no idea. Yeah. No, I absolutely had no idea.
I feel like that's a fact you've appreciated.
Yeah, that is a good fact. Yeah.
Grace couldn't bring that.
Finally, at least one Eurovision fan could tell me something interesting. Anastasia, Left Outside Alone, hit 100.9, an absolute Thursday morning a bop. You are with Jimmy Nate. Yeah,
another former winner there of
Eurovision. Eurovision. No way. Yeah. No. No. That one's...
The ABBA did, though, just saying.
ABBA, the ABBA thing has actually blown my mind.
Mm.
No idea.
See, that's a fun, interesting fact.
That is a
Eurovision.
Fun fact. How did I not know that?
I don't know. I feel like Grace should have, as a huge ABBA fan and Eurovision fan, couldn't tell you that.
Mm.
She just needs to think sometimes.
I reckon she would. You would obviously would have known. You knew about that, didn't you?
No, no, she just found out from me.
No.
Did you find out from Jimmy that
I did
fact?
Not. I just assumed it was common knowledge and I didn't want to be condescending and let you know.
It's not common knowledge that
it
ABBA
won. It is common knowledge. Ask anyone, 131060, if you knew that ABBA competed in Eurovision.
Get Rachel. Get Rachel, our newsreader. Quick, Rachel, come. Put her on your mic, Grace. Rachel, newsreader, did you know, how did ABBA rise to fame?
Eurovision.
Wow, I am the idiot. All right, Grace, you're forgiven. It's common knowledge.
Yeah, well, I didn't say it. That's your word. Just quickly, I would like to
No, thank you for defending me.
No, I mean, I don't think everyone knows that.
131060, if you didn't know that ABBA rose to fame through winning Eurovision, give us a call right now.
Yeah.
And also 131060, if you did know. No one's called. There you go.
No one cares. Nath, a new study has found that grammar police...
Should be a comma there. Should be a comma there.
That's your, and you've written your.
Yeah,
you
get on the ground. Get on the ground. It's two O's at the end of that two.
Two, two. there.
Oh, there.
So grammar police are people who point out bad grammar or you're using it incorrectly.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to have less agreeable personalities than those who might just scroll on past without pointing out the errors.
Yeah, yeah. The need to fix the errors, it's wasting time. Something you've always said, as long as you understand what the message is.
Yeah.
You know
to be
mean?
Fair, someone did slide in my DMs the other day and asked me something about F45 and they used your incorrectly. So I
how'd you feel? You blocked and deleted them?
No, I just replied. So they asked a few questions. I just replied your with the little asterisks, which is they wrote your, Y-O-U-R, and it's supposed to be Y-O-U apostrophe R-E.
Who cares?
I did. I just sent it.
Why?
That was it.
Why'd you do that?
You know. Just nice.
That person messaged me and was like, managed to spell asshole, right?
D-I-C-K.
J-I-M-M-Y.
Those words just mean the same thing. You said earlier, Nath, within our team, look, I'd do it, but I think there's someone that's probably more eager to do it.
General Grammar. She sits outside. Yeah, Producer Grace. Oh, General Grammar. Here she is.
Okay, look. I don't correct people in
listen to the tone.
Like, for instance, often both of you send emails to me that have the wrong grammar or spelling in it. I don't say anything there. But if you're sending it out to somebody else representing the team, that's when I will step in and fix
Actually,
it.
Actually, to be fair, in Grace's defense, anytime we're sending an email to a boss or someone of high importance, she proofreads it.
Yeah, I edit.
Sometimes I don't even ask. She'll just come over and go, you sending an email? And I go, yeah. She goes, move out of the way.
I'll do a little test here within the team because this study says that if you point out grammar, you're less agreeable.
Yeah.
So what you think, it's your way or the highway.
Yeah.
So Nath, Grace, Grace is the person who points out the grammar.
The grammar.
Nath, do you think that Grace is less agreeable? So let's just say you had an idea or a thought or something. Do you think she's likely to?
Yes.
Likely to shut it down?
Yes, 100%.
Because she's less agreeable.
100%.
Because she points out the grammar. Mm-hmm.
That's
now,
true.
Maybe
the other
it's
way,
just that I'm right.
The other,
oh God! Yeah, have you just proved the point or what?
So the other way this study has proven is if you don't point out grammar, you're a bit of a pushover.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
and if you get the grammar wrong, then you just
what?
Nothing. Just living your life. Don't care about
living your life.
All right. So what do I do? 131060. Give us a call, Hobart. Do you point out grammar mistakes?
Yeah. Or do you know somebody
who
does?
Somebody in your life. Someone that pisses you off that always like, no, that's a your. It's a your.
Yeah. It's two O's on the end of that.
To be fair, the two confuses me.
See, that's the one I do understand. The there confuses me.
I get there.
Yeah.
So there's there as in a place, T H E R E. There's they are, which is T H E apostrophe T H.
T-H-E-Y, apostrophe
R-E. Get outside, answer the phones.
And then there's there, which is something that they own. Which is
T-H-E-Y. I get it. I can text it. Whatever. I know what you mean. All right, 13 10 60. Are you, do you know, a member of the grammar police? Yeah. Somebody who picks out the poor grammar all the time. You either know somebody or you are that person. Asking the question now, jump on the phone. So about 13 10 60. Do you or someone you know always point out grammar mistakes? Do you know someone who is a member of the grammar police? 13, 10, 60, movie tickets up for grabs, Jim.
Yeah, look, a new study has found that people who point out grammar, the old grammar police, are less agreeable.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no point in having a conversation with them. There's no point arguing or something because they're just not going to agree. They're just not agreeable.
Philly, you always know somebody who is a grammar Nazi, grammar police, and if you don't, then it's probably you.
Yeah, look, I feel like I'm, I mean, you can be honest with me here, mate. No, because I know I occasionally point it out, but I don't feel like I'm grammar police. I feel like just sometimes just like stirring the pot a little bit, you know what I mean?
I think you're unagreeable, but you're not that good with grammar.
Yeah, I'm not great with grammar or spelling. I just do it to piss people off.
All right, Kane from Lindisfarne. Kane, are you grammar police? Do you know grammar police?
Yeah, there's one that I will point out, which is a spelling mistake when people are trying to say definitely, but they say defiantly.
Oh, it's a classic autocorrect.
My phone always autocorrects it to that.
Because they have two different, obviously, two different meanings. Like, do you definitely want to go for a beer or you defiantly want to go for a beer?
Does that mean you put defiantly want to go for a beer? What does that mean? Like, you want to defy?
Like, so under pressure, sort of, but yeah.
I'm under pressure at work.
I'm going to lock really you couldn't. In a room.
So do you point this out, Kane, if people text it to you?
Yeah, that's one I will. Yeah, I'll point out.
What about like the incorrect spelling of like there or there or two two and two? Does that annoy you?
You can let those ones go, I think, because you can make sense of that. But sometimes, yeah, the defiantly ones sort of get you. So
defiantly, definitely. Yeah. Well, mine always does that, and by the time it's corrected to it, I go, I'm not backspacing now.
The problem is, Kane, I'm such a bad speller that I'll write definitely. It'll autocorrect to defiantly. I'll then delete it, go again, and it'll autocorrect again to defiantly. So, like, yeah, once it's autocorrected twice.
Back to school, I think.
You're right. You know what I can't spell? I can't spell definitely, Kane. I also can't spell restaurant.
Oh, restaurant. Always. I don't know why.
It always has the squiggly line on my phone.
I just write restraint.
Yeah.
maybe you should have a spelling bee.
That's not a bad.
Mate.
I mean, it wouldn't be...
We're going to defiantly restrain ourselves. Asking the question now, Jim, 13, 10, 60, how soon did you get married? So after you met your partner, how soon did you get married? Because friend of the show, James Blunt, he has hit back at a woman on Twitter who has accused him of falling in love too quickly with the woman who is the subject of this song. You're beautiful. Absolute banger. 2005. Came out as we discussed yesterday.
Nathan, I had the dumbest conversation yesterday.
Yeah, we have a lot of dumb conversations, though. That doesn't narrow it down. The woman tweeted Blunt, whom we know James Blunt quite fiery on Twitter as well. Often if you tweet him, he'll come straight back to you.
So the chick he wrote this about tweeted him?
No. A different woman. A different woman
just
tweeted
a random
him.
Woman.
Just a random woman tweeted him saying, you're falling in love too quickly, as this song would indicate.
But this was 2005.
Yeah.
2021.
She's a bit late to the party. Yeah. She's just found James Blunt's song, You're Beautiful. she said, this song is shallow as... So she got aggressive. Because you fell in love way too quickly with a girl you barely knew. That's what she says. Yeah. That's what she said to Blunty. Obviously, slow day for her. He then came back straight away and said the song was actually about his ex-girlfriend, and in the past, he has said that the song is supposed to be about falling in love quickly. So it's not a hidden message. It's a proper message talking about falling in love too quickly, which is what this song's about.
Yeah.
So she's having a go about him, and he goes, that's what the song's about. It's about falling in love quickly.
It's about you fall in love quickly. They're broken up. And then saw your face, crowded place.
Mm.
Turned down because I'm trying to think of the end lyric. It goes...
don't know what to do.
Because I'll never be with you.
Yeah.
Because now she's with someone else.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I sung this to her. Yeah, this wouldn't be my proudest moments.
How did that go?
To a girl, an ex. We fell in love way too quickly, and then we broke up, and she was with someone else. Oh. And I played this song for her at a party. I actually asked her.
And like, you sung her the song about falling in love too quickly?
Yeah.
Genius.
Well, I'll never be with you. Yeah.
Sing like that.
There was a guitar at the party. And I said, can you come into this room, put the capo on the, I think the capo is on the 7th or 12th. It's very high. It's like,
oh, it's on the 7th, was it? No.
7th or 10th or 12th.
Probably the 4th or 5th.
Shut up.
To do this song.
Anyway, I sung it to her and I regret that.
Producer Grace's eyes have rolled all the way. They may have left her head. They've rolled back so far.
I was like 16.
If a young Jimmy came up to you and sung You're Beautiful, how would you react?
Absolutely not. I'd vomit in my mouth.
She was not stoked with it.
It is a romantic song, though, don't you reckon?
Do you know, so what happened was, this is true. So we go into it was a bedroom. Yeah. I sing it, I play it.
Sure.
Silence, absolute silence from her. I'm there. I'm now panicking. I'm like, I want her to say, I love you, which she's not saying.
Did you try and remix it into I'm a believer?
So, you're making a gag right there, right?
Yeah.
So that's what you and I do for a living.
Yeah.
That's how we've got this. We just make jokes.
Mm.
So there's absolute silence. So I panic and all I know how to do is make jokes. So I go, more of a Goodbye My Lover fan.
Oh, good gear.
And she laughed. And I went, this is all a joke. And then I threw the guitar and ran into the room.
It was always a joke. I'm actually not in here. Yeah. But you are beautiful. I love you. Come back. One day, mate. Maybe she's listening to this going, oh, the one that got away.
I ran into her once in a shopping centre.
Oh.
In Sydney, of all places.
And?
And I saw her and I ignored her. She saw me and I just... the other way.
Yeah, are you sure she didn't ignore you? And you're like, well, I'm ignoring you too.
Mate, it's my show. I can say whatever I want. That's how it happened, all right?
131060, jump on the phones right now. How soon did you get married? Of course, this song is about getting married, getting together, falling in love too soon. How soon did you get married? Jim, we've just asked the question. 131060, how soon did you get married? Because friend of the show, James Blunt, he's hit back at a woman on Twitter who accused him of falling in love too quickly with the woman who is the subject of this song. You're beautiful. I think's romantic. Jimmy, just tell a story about how you played this song for a lady. She didn't love it, but I just want you to know that if you had played this for me, you would have got me.
Yeah.
Would have been beautiful, mate. I just reckon she just wasn't a James Blunt fan.
No, probably. Probably just... Probably should have played Wonderwall, Oasis.
Yeah,
it's always a crowd favourite.
Play the hits, mate.
Yeah, play the hits.
I reckon there'd be people out there who'd love it.
Now I'm beating them off with a stick. but back then, Jim didn't have the game that he now has. He was like you. You know what I mean? Years of hardship.
What are you saying?
You know, you're just nice. You see the world.
But I didn't. I couldn't play the guitar.
No,
so if I'm doing that, I'm just bringing in a UE boom and play on it.
Salt shaker.
Can't even put down the salt shaker, would you? Leave me with the UE boom.
Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend.
Are you doing James Blunt? That's really good. All right, Sam from Huonville. Sammy, how soon did you get married, mate?
I got married when I was about 17.
You got married when you were 17, right? Okay, are you still married, Sam?
Yeah, and I'm still married to the same person.
Same person.
All right. Okay.
How old are you now, Sam?
23.
Everything going? Everything going
all right, Sam? Going well. Now I've got a little 3-year-old running around now too.
Stop it.
All right, Sam.
You know, everything's going splendid.
Sam, how long did you know your wife before you got married?
We went to school together for a little while, and then after we finished high school and that, we didn't really talk at all. Not at all, really. And then one day my mum ran into her at work one day, and she's like, I want you to give her a text message. So I did.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it went from there, and then we got together, and then a year later, I proposed to her, and then about 9 months after that, we got married.
this is beautiful.
A year and a half later, we had a kid.
Have you ever performed James Blunt, You're Beautiful for us, Sam?
No, I'm pretty sure she'd call me an idiot.
Yeah, well, Sam, trust me, as someone who's done that, it doesn't work, mate.
All right, Marie from Clarendon Vale. Marie, how soon did you get married?
How soon? I wouldn't say soon, but it was like 25 years.
25 years. So you were with
You
were with your partner for 25 years, and then all of a sudden you're like, you know what? Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Right.
Were you engaged?
A little bit more into that. Yeah. We got engaged probably 18 months after we got together, and then I was just sort of stuck on a lay-by list for a little while, a lot of years.
So you wanted to get married, Marie?
Well, No, not really. Yeah. It wasn't a big issue. Like we've got four children.
Yeah, right.
And it was really nice to have them a part of the wedding. So, yeah, it was cool.
Fill out the bridal party.
Did anything change after 20? Was there something that made you both go, all right, let's get married, or no?
In all honesty, he won an engagement ring.
Oh,
he entered a Valentine's Day competition. Oh. And he won the ring. And then it was like, oh, so would you propose? Would you do it if you win? And he was like, oh, yeah. Because he's very blokey-bloke. He's not romantic at all. It all stemmed from there. So, yeah.
So he won a competition. So then that's where I was like, well, all right, I'll ask you to marry me. And then 25 years later, you get married.
Yeah.
And how are things going, Brett? How long have you been married for now?
We've been married 5 years.
And it's still all great?
Everything fine?
Yep, everything's good. I don't think, you know all the quirks and perks after 20-odd years.
Yeah,
so.
you
had plenty of time to run, didn't you?
We're going to call for a glass of grace.
Hey, Grace.
Really love it if you didn't do that.
A spin-off version of How I Met Your Mother has been announced.
Wow, okay.
And it's called, do you want to have a guess what it's called?
I know it is.
Jimmy, do not guess. Nate, would you like to have a guess of what it's called?
How I Met Your Father?
Yep.
Oh, is that what it's called?
It's called How I Met Your Father, and stars Hilary Duff, which is really exciting.
Oh, this is actually really good.
This is very exciting. So they've agreed to 10 episodes, and the series will sit on Hulu.
You an owl, eh? Oh. Hoo-hoo.
Please welcome producer Al.
Hulu. That's really hard to say.
That is hard. It is difficult Hulu. To say.
Because also I'm saying Hillary and Hulu. It's a lot going on.
Hillary
Duff stars as Sophie, who is telling her son the story of how she met his father, much like Ted Mosby did in the original series. Same concept, just starring Hillary Duff about meeting a dad.
This is good for Hillary Duff because she was supposed to be in a... Was it a Lizzie McGuire remake?
Yeah, she was supposed to do a Lizzie McGuire remake, yes.
And that got canned, so it's good to know that she's locked in this.
Yeah, well, she's also on Younger as well. She's not unemployed.
Oh, Younger. Yeah. I'm trying to watch Younger? That. No, it's a TV show.
It's a TV show. It's Meg's on Stan.
Yeah. Have you watched it?
No, I haven't. It's on my list, though, because I feel like Meg and I have similar tastes in TV shows.
Yeah, you do. Younger, so, Bridgerton. And
yeah.
Similar taste other. In TV shows, different taste in men.
Yep.
Mm. Oh, not necessarily. I've seen you. Look at me.
Oh, absolutely
not.
We're
live on the radio, Nathan.
The story starts in 2021 where Sophie and her close-knit group of friends are in the midst of figuring out who they are, what they want out of life, and how to fall in love in the age of dating apps and limitless options.
So when's this supposed to be coming out?
No idea. I don't believe they filmed it yet.
Oh, they haven't filmed it.
So it's just been ordered.
Oh, yeah. So poor Hillary. It could get cut again, really, couldn't it?
Well, I mean, I don't want to go in with a bad attitude about this.
No, that's good.
It's unlike me.
your words, not mine. Any other commentary?
Oh,
Jim,
no.
You've been a bit quiet on this one.
I think you guys have covered it all.
Yeah, I think we have.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.